Blog Talk Radio.
Dream Area, Sun Goddess.
from Canada. Loving everybody, hearing the beautiful music. I am having a very good time here on Psyche's Gone Wild. It's Psyche Jethro, and welcome to live show tonight. We are having, and I say we, a special night. Those of you know it's Thursday night, and our phenomenal hostess tonight is Dina Flanagan from up in Maine, and she was a very gifted person and is still, and I'm teasing you guys that are listening in, we're getting the phones to work. She's a gifted psychic and has sight and reading for professionally for over 25 years. She also, Dina, those of you know, who does past, present, and future, as well as lives and speaks with those who've passed on. Dina has senses will open her guides and gives her much of her help along her journey. Dina, you know, has also worked with a lot of different people, and those of you who know, you know, have called in and regular here on Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you who haven't, go to psychesgonewild.com. Check it out. We've got a lot of you new followers. You new followers that have been checking with us and kind of going together. Welcome you to Psyche's Gone Wild. And Dina, how are you tonight?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. How are you? Hello?
But, I'm having a little bit of a crazy Mercury retrograde, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking today, and we had a lot of different individuals that were explaining to me that, you know, in other countries, now we have, on Mondays, those of you listening have Janine on, she was saying that a lot of times here in the United States, we make such a deal out of the Mercury that we bring it upon ourselves in the universe. And I did have a friend tell me this is supposed to be a very good Mercury one for me. I do know that Saturn is in my Scorpio, and Dina was the person that loved to scare me with this and telling me when she shared, did tell me that it would be in mine. It just went out of her chart and was going into my sun sign. I'm having a night, you guys, bear with me. And my sun sign is Scorpio. So the Saturn going into it was a time for me on working with, looking within and working on the things. And I've noticed with this Mercury in at this time that it seems to be, I'm having trouble with my communication because Gemini rising, but I'm having a really good time working out a lot of the energies that I wanted to get handled this month. Do you know what I'm talking about, Dina? Can you help me a little bit here, what I'm trying to explain to the audience?
Yeah, yeah. This one is pretty good. It is. This one seems to be, instead of struggles of this time, it is. It's actually working the things out. And it's very different. And we also had the full moon, too. And so there's a lot of high energy in this one. And it's just, normally in Mercury retrograde, you have communication issues and technical issues with anything electronic and But in the long run, when you come out of it, it goes in for like 20-odd days or so. And when you come out of it, it clears up things that, because you had communication issues, it clears those communication things up that you wouldn't normally bring up yourself. So it's actually brought up for you. And then you can actually go forward. So this one seems to be pretty easy compared to some of the other ones.
Well, I thank all of you guys that are in the room. We've got quite a few friends in there and playing and going with the wild. And as we're letting me know, last time when we were discussing the planet, Mercury has been going through such a transition. And it does it, I think, three times a year. I know there's different times that it goes through for almost a month. Sometimes it goes through 3 months. It's basically going backwards.
Mm. Yeah. If your Mercury was in retrograde when you were born, it should be a good time for you. You would tell that by looking at your chart, see where if your Mercury was in retrograde, because then it's usually the opposite. So some people actually slide through it quite smoothly and have a better time.
And one of the great things is I've had a lot of individuals teasing me about the fact that, you know, the air and the quick and the fast. What I always have always loved, if you look at this too, and this is something I learned a long time ago in astrology about Mercury has so many facets. They said if you're looking for that Gemini man or woman, and if you've been told by your astrologer or your psychic that you should be dating the relationship, look in all places. Mercury individuals are the one that you may see in the library for an hour, and they're the real studious looking type. And then a couple hours later, you see them somewhere else, and they're the glamorous looking type. Then they turn around, and they are over here doing the mother or fatherly type. Don't forget that they also have time where they do some other socializing, very important socializing with Gemini. So as we're looking at these planets and we've been getting this transition, I've had a really fun time today dealing with the energy of it. I found out tonight, and I will share it over the radio, that I have a new guide with me, and I had a police officer see the guide, and I was woke up this morning, went to do a reading, which I do, psychic reading here in Tampa, went into this shop, and those of you know I do the health coffee, but once in a while I splurge, went into a known place, bought myself the gourmet coffee, the lovely cinnamon roll for Jethro's porking out party, and this gentleman realized, this police officer, he's like, spoke to the person that was with me. And there was no one with me physically but the guide. So I've had a lot of individuals, and I want you guys to work with me a little bit tonight. Those of you who are watching or listening in, notice the different energy. It's something I knew about. I know that it happens. And this is something I want to bring up as a topic to Dina. Dina's also born with the gift. Dina, this is something I've had a lot of psychics argue. They, you know, we all know we have our major guides that are with us, but I have always believed and known like this, that guides basically sign out. They do their time with you, and then they exchange, and another guide comes in, or sometimes that's all you need. I mean, I've always had a pretty large council. I don't have a full council, but I have a pretty large council of guides.
Oh, absolutely. They come in because you go through different phases of life. So guides come in to do their part, to whatever you need for that time to get you to the next level. And some of them do actually stay with you for life or for a long time. I mean, look at Sylvia Brown. She's had Francine for her whole life. And but then you have the ones that come in just to do their part or to help or to aid in the piece that they have to do. And then they leave. You're absolutely correct. They come in and then they leave when they're done. And then somebody else comes in. And you can have more than one at a time. You can have several.
And those of you who are a little bit of my older fans know that when I was on MixTalk.com, the most ironic thing is there is a belief there, and I will say, you know, we're going to be honorable, but the older school, and the belief that you either are born with this gift or you're not. And then you have the belief that, you know, we all have sixth sense, and you are, which is my belief. I know there's other people who believe that if you have this intent, it is not good, and it should be banished, and at any time you are utilizing this. Those of you who listened in, and I want to thank you guys from Wednesday night, he is a very Rohit, and I'm going to say this right, from India, very phenomenal reader from tarot. I've had a lot of you guys writing me today, and he is very fast. Now, this is something that you guys are getting. I'm letting you guys build on the phone. I love you. Keep calling in. Keep hanging on. I know some of you just want to listen in. We're going to get to you callers. And this is Dina's night to read, so don't go screaming off and write me bad emails that I'm taking her time. But what I want you guys to look at, some of the topics we're bringing up, how do you feel with your ability? Are you looking at your psychic ability like me and Dina, born with it? Are you looking at, okay, it came into your life with it? Are you looking at it, something happened in your life to change it? I know of a person that had a very horrible time in their life. They were raised by a very horrible, horrible person who was put in their life as a step-parent, who put them through basically H-E double toothpicks. And when they came out of this, they had an ability. They were able to sense and work with the energy. Now, do we sit down and put out the theory, this person was born with that gift? This person had no right to be abused. And of course we had no right, but they got a gift out of it. So the gift is bad. I want you guys to look at this. Dina, I'm going to propose the question to you. I know we've got more of you guys calling in. This is the night, and that music was Dream Area, a Canadian band doing the music Sun Goddess. Dina, what is your opinion on that? Is this person bad because they have an ability now after being abused?
No. As a matter of fact, they probably might have always had it, but since they were abused, they just couldn't or didn't dare to bring it out. You know what I'm saying? So it can go either way. Either they had it and weren't able to, because when your energy is squashed all the time, it's really hard. But then sometimes that happens. Something traumatic happens in your life, and then all of a sudden there it is. So it's really kind of hard to tell, you know, in that situation. But that's true. A lot of times it's from a traumatic sort of something. Then it just appears. Or it comes out.
I love that. And you know, we've heard of people doing the superhuman strength. You're upset. Something's happening. There's a car blocking something here. You pick the car up to save your family or this. This is something that's been known phenomenally. Same thing with the sixth sense. It's been laying there. I think it's always been there, and it confirms my belief that we are born with this. Due to names and getting in trouble here with other individuals in my area, I won't say the people who believe that you have to always be born with this and you cannot ever change that. I also think that that's kind of a silly snobbery. We joked about this Monday. Me and Janine, and now we had a bunch of joke on you. We were talking about you pleasantly, Dina, but it was a funny thing about what you would say. We were discussing about when you're in fairs. Now, she's in the United Kingdom, and I'm over here in the United States. And when you go in a fair, and, Dina, the people come up, and there's people working the fairs, and not to be rude, and I'm going to say don't get offended, you guys, at the fairs, people who are open but not really the psychic or not the healer, who are there as vendors or sellers who want you to smell like their novel new smell or feel like their way, who come up and spray on you. Now, you know, we – United States are more nicer and sometimes not. Sometimes we're talking here, different energy. We were talking, and I loved what Janine said. Janine said, I don't want you in my aura. Well, you know, and like I explained to her, what my thing and one of my pet peeves is being with this is that if you are at a vending place, doesn't it a common rule that you only come within certain space?
Yeah, definitely. You gotta have boundaries and space. Like, I know I try to give people their space and their boundaries, and, like, I'm not going to just walk up to them and just start reading them unless they want me to. And so someone saying in return shouldn't be doing something like that unless, you know, you go up and say, please, you know, do this or whatever. Can I try this or what have you? So, you definitely got to give somebody their space.
So you believe it's basically their permission too, was what if I gather. Mm-hmm. You're saying that they, okay, now that's good. And I was teasing because, you know, we're asking all of the psychics, and we've gotten a really good thing here on a poll for this, and I want you people that are listening and all of our friends and family and all of our students and all of the other psychics to give your opinion on this, because it's something we're going to come up with. Psychics Gone Wild, we're going to be able to give them the Psychics Gone Wild flag of hey now, because I got to tell you guys, I have come out of those and I smell like I work at a Bordeaux or something. They spray in me the 15 times, they're grabbing me there. I had a lady, a very attractive woman, flip me to a ground at a place and was going to put some kind of humoric maneuver on me. I had to peel myself off. I am gifted. I was kind of worried about her. And then she let me know that she had this new healing tool. As I'm trying to drag myself away like a wounded animal, I had other people there going, what is she doing? Now, this was in a time in my life where I had other friends there, and my friend basically had to, like, she was only a 5'2" individual, probably about 90 pounds wet, get in between me and her and explain to her to back off, leave me alone, and if I wanted to be healed or whatever she was trying to put pressure on me, we'd get it done. But I just want to tease you guys who do this. Sometimes you guys, I know we get so excited in them. And we're going to continue on as the saga of Jethro gets on his soapbox of what you guys do to me at Psychic Fairs. But we'll go to the phones, and we got everybody waiting. 407, how are you? 407, you're on live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I haven't called here in a while.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I missed you. This is Psyche Jethro, and you are?
My name is Pakira. You remember me when I called a long time ago?
Yes, I do, and I'm glad you called in. Would you like a reading by Dina, or would you like to share with us? Or?
Well, you know, I've been looking for a job, so this professional site, LinkedIn.com, what has professionals on there. So this guy, he offered me a job, and I do it from home. I promote his business, and I curate blogs and websites for them to keep advertise his business, bring more people in, and get them aware of things. And I started last month.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Blessings to you. And I know we had talked back, and we were talking about the jobs with you and working together, and I'm glad the prayers worked. Thank you for calling back and letting us know, and I'm so glad. You're a very good person. Would you like to have Dina, can you hear us?
I can't hear her very well, but I can hear you, Jethro.
Okay, Petra, I would like you to talk to a little bit up with the, we're going to see if we can get the energy to go here. Just hang on one sec, and I'm going to put you there, and I'm going to bring you back because the phones are going really crazy. So what's going to happen is I'm going to bring it back into the situation so you guys are back on together, and sometimes this will clear it up for me. Sometimes it's just crazy. But I'd like you to – would you like to have Dina read for us, Dina, a question about your future?
Yes.
I'm glad you called in. You always follow us, and you call in, girl.
Yes, I have been calling in a while. But I was on Twitter, and then I seen your tweet came up on my timeline. Then I said, let me call here because I haven't called in a while.
I'm glad you did, and we welcome that. And that's you know, you got the right idea. Call in a while. Go ahead here and give your name to Dina, and I think Dina can hear you now.
Yes, Dina. My name is Fakira King. Can you hear me?
No, it's muffly. Jethro, maybe you can translate her.
Pachira King, and she has her
Pachira
mom on the
King.
Other... Pachira King, and she is a very good individual. She just got a job here. We had put prayers out for her and was talking to her about getting work, and she said she's working now for an individual who's got her on the website, and she's making financial some money here on the internet. And she was just calling, and she, I told her I would have you look and see if we could pick up something for the future. But it looks like the guides are blocking it. Are you picking up with her energy? Can you give her from this? We've done this before, sending.
Is that her question? She wants to know just general?
Yes.
What do you say? What do you
all
say?
About work?
Yes, she just got
no.
a new job.
No.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Yes, I have a question. Can you
okay.
hear me now?
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit, yeah. What's your question?
I don't...
No, I know. It's not you. It's somehow the phone connection. So what is your question?
Well, my question is, how would this year go for me?
Okay, Jethro, can you translate this?
How will this year go for her? She just got the job.
Okay.
Things are starting to go, and she's kind of wondering how it goes.
Will I get another job later? Well...
Yeah, because I'm going to say, I feel like it's going to go good, but I feel like you're not at your full potential. Like, there's still more things, better things to happen for you. Like, right now, this is good what you're doing, and it's great, but I still feel like there's more opportunities and more potential for you coming in in this coming year, this year here. There's going to be something, some other, is this job temporary?
No, it's not temporary. He can't fire me. He cannot fire me. This is a job. I can work how long I want to work. I can quit whenever I want to quit.
Well,
so
I don't feel like I don't feel like it's a firing. I just feel like that there's going to be more opportunities coming in for you in making money, in the job, you know, making money or a job department. So you might be doing something else or addition to this. Or in addition to this, or something a little bit better. I think this is a stepping stone, and I think it's going to get better for you. So I see that coming in for this coming year. I also see that there's going to be your life has been kind of held back for a bit, and I feel like that other parts of your life is going to move forward too. Like a lot of parts of your life are just going to move forward. You're not going to feel as stuck or as held back. And I feel like that's going to happen for you. But the bigger time of it going to happen is around the fall. Like you'll do what you got to do till then. And then I feel around the fall, it just gets better for you.
Yeah, so this year should be a better year than last year.
Yes, that's what they're telling me. It's going to be a much better year for you this year. But keep your eyes and ears open because there's going to be more opportunities coming in and just doors opening for you.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was thinking about getting a boyfriend, but every time I ask someone, they're already single, they say no. They're taken. So maybe it's not time for me to get in a relationship. Relationship. I don't know.
Yeah, relationship. It will come late. It will come later. Right now, I just feel like this time is for you. I just really feel like it's for you.
Yeah, just take care of myself.
Yes, that's what I'm feeling like. Just it's for you. And when you do that, that's when everything's going to open up and get better. Just keep doing for you, for right now, and then all those things will fall into place.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and keep watching Twitter, and definitely go on psychesgonewild.com and put in there for those of us who are doing it. We are doing a newsletter. We've got a phenomenal article by Janine Sinclair it's Janine Reagan Sinclair, and what is really good is it's about living longer and future and working with your health and individual energies. I also have an article I put in there, and Raphael, one of our other psychics, those of you who've been keeping track, is our shaman angel reader, and he has a very good article in there about shamanism. So I want you guys to put in. You'll be getting the free newsletters. We always put in there the little specials, you know, how to get a hold of Dina, how to get a hold of Jethro. Don't forget to have a little bit of that healthy coffee at 719-289-4907. And What we've really got going on tonight with you guys on the phones is it is Mercury retro crazy time. So we're going to make sure and ensure if you do get blipped off, you know, make sure you understand I'm just muting it or moving it back and forth, trying to situate you in. We thank you for calling in our first guest, and we've got quite a few here. We're going to turn around and go to our next one is 770. What do you know? Hello? Okay, we're having a little bit of the phone. I guess we want to listen in, and that's fine if you want to do that. We've also got 315. You're on next on 315. Can you hear us?
Yes, how are you tonight?
Great. I welcome you for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Two.
Good. We want to thank you, and we've got... I'm having a night trying to learn to talk. One of those nights. I came in and I've been blah all day, and I think my brain and head are tired. But I want to thank you, Sue, and Dina's our psychic tonight. And those of you who know, we've got a really phenomenal energy out there. So if you would do me a favor and just kind of talk to her a little bit, Sue, so she can get her energy, and then she'll go from there.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Awesome. And what would be your question tonight?
I met somebody, and their energy and my energies, you know, get along really well so far. The odd thing is I've never dated anybody from this birth sign. Normally I don't even care for someone with this sign, and the same goes with them as far as me. I've never dated anybody with my birth sign, and we normally don't get along. And I was just wondering what you've seen for, like, the future with this.
So you're saying you have the same birth sign?
Actually, I'm a Capricorn. He's an Aries.
And he's an Aries. So you're saying that normally you don't get along with those birth signs? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Normally I don't get along with Aries. Normally he doesn't get along with Capricorn.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. Is he kind of frustrated with his job, or going through job change?
He's actually working. He works one job. He has his own business, plus he's in school right now.
Because I'm feeling like he's really, I'm feeling like he's kind of stressed out or you know, just busy.
Yeah, and both actually.
Yeah, and so that's what's on his mind a lot right now. So, and will be. So that's what you're going to have to deal with, like if you can handle that and deal with that. But I feel like, I mean, it's definitely not personal. Don't take it personal. And I feel like there's a connection there, you know, between the two of you. And if you give it some time, because I feel like he's got to go through this period, this whatever, you know, busy time he's going through. If you give it, and if you can have the patience and give it like 3 to 4 months, it will get better. And then I feel like it's going to take that long for you guys to work out the kind of kinks and really kind of get to know each other. And instead of running or whatever, you know, I feel like you stay in and really just get to know each other, because you're going to see it's going to become easier and calmer is what I feel.
Okay, because I know we're like making any plans to do anything until like probably May when he's done with school.
Oh, May. So
right,
that's,
now it's
yeah,
just perfect. Picking things slowly and getting to know each other.
Yeah, right. So that's perfect. That's 3 or 4 months. 3 months, yeah. Yeah, so that's what it's saying. So over this next time, just, you know, like I said, have patience and whatever, and then it's just going to switch. It's going to switch over.
Very intense, and I love this when we've got with both of us reading here on this with you, Sue, that I feel like this person, I love what you said about the Aries and the Capricorn, because I do see, as we've been talking here tonight about the mid-heavens energy, you two have a very good compatibility. You're a very unique Capricorn. You've got some of the really good qualities of a Capricorn, but I feel some fire around you. You've definitely got some, I would think, another compatibility there of Leo or Aries. You've got some fire there of your own, and it's intensing. Was I keep feeling the energy with you that also is happening is the angels are showing me that you've went through some real strengthening of life. You kind of had to, you had to like clear the path. Now, Capricorns are known for, you know, later in life, they will really do a stationary. They're very phenomenal in what they want. But they do also really put their lovers to a little bit of a test. You know that. I mean, I'm not trying to, You know, you laughed. You're a little honorary girl. You're an honorary girl. That's what I'm going to call you. You're just honorary. She laughs. I love a Capricorn. And the cool thing, you know, and this is something old school. I know you guys always tease me, but Capricorns are where the sign came from. She's classy enough to walk out on the yacht, be a lady to look at the yacht, and actually be the one that probably owns it. And when she walks, she always walks like it. There's something here to notice you gentlemen and people who are looking. Capricorn ladies walk classy. You want to hear the word lady in class? Capricorn. I'm not saying they won't scrap. Somebody goes in their business, some woman tries to get in their way, you got to watch. A Capricorn will walk up and take them out too, you know. And the other one they all talk about is Libras. They say Libras are all beautiful in Venus. Make a Libra cranky and watch what their scales do. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey,
Dina's a Libra. Hey, now. You're all right, listen. Hey, now. She comes and I'm grounded in the corner. We hope we helped you, Sue. Please follow and do, you know, put in at psychesgonewild.com. We are going to be giving out a prize tomorrow. We've been back to where we're not done with the holidays. We want to give out a present. So tomorrow we will. Evitar just let me know that it did hit the email that she's 2 days away. So our last winner's getting it. They're getting it just about a week away. I apologize to you guys. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I think my mailman likes this show because we send out stuff and they keep it and look at it and take it through all the inspections to see what we're doing. Or they think I'm into other things and don't realize that, you know, all I do is burn smut. Let's just think.
Well, I have to say that I did get my gift that I won back in December.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And I was supposed to get a coffee basket, but I really appreciate what I got much more than the coffee basket.
Oh, did you? Good. See, and that's what everybody didn't. There was like, each one were different because we're wild. And someone said the coffee basket. And I'm glad you did say that because I know some of the authors and stuff that wrote the books, I've had people ask. And see, I'm glad you were a winner too. We've got winners all over the place. I love you guys. And that's what I told we had from people asking about Spiritual Connection, which is, you know, also going at 714, our show. And everybody is going to, we're going to put that on there later. We're going to add that too, where you guys can put in there and get stuff. I was curious about you. You were one of the first ones, and we tried to give just a few things that was fun, but it's like, I was curious to see, because I know a couple of you guys were like, oh my gosh, you know, especially like Lynn Andrews, what a phenomenal, I mean, she's like 7 books out there, and she, you know, she is well known for her her writing and her power, you know.
Yes, I ended up getting the book called Return Again.
Huh?
And I love it. Absolutely, positively love it, and I needed it.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad. You know,
isn't that great how that works? That's so awesome. You know, but the thing that you need the most just comes to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I feel with you in the energy that you're also going through a little bit of a something here, and I was teasing you guys. I have a lot of you guys already. I'm getting Skype and emails. People are slamming, like, over to Facebook, and they're like, what are you talking about, Kevin? Don't you ever talk about my Libras? You guys have got to realize that I am also teasing. 99% of me is very much a serious person. No, I'm kidding. 90% of me is silly, and the other 10% is, I always give you a really good accurate readings if you guys know I really care, but I always try to mix in the fun to make you guys laugh. And it is true about the Capricorn woman walking like a lady. It is true that Libras, you do not want to push a Libra in a corner. Libras are also, they say that Scorpios have the most killings, but if you look at the fact, you may have murdered them, but Libras were the smart ones that helped us get away with it. So you got to think like that. I've got a question.
It's true.
And I've got a crazy trivia for all you guys that do it. If you guys are shamanic and you think about shaman and how we eat, what we are, we eat, and how we take in, we'll eat from a different animal or different things and you become part of it, or the animal, which they used to believe, unfortunately, if the animal ate you, you became part of that spirit. What's happened to all of you in America that's eating all this chicken and cows? I mean, if you're looking at it, we pretty soon will be running around and probably hanging out by a barn with our friend chewing. And I'm a little worried about this. So just a thought, because I got teased about last time with the friends of ours, and I know in India that they don't eat cows. I had a lot of the friends that we've had on, Rahid and them, teased me. They said that I probably would be the one in trouble because I would find a McDonald's. I'm sure they have them. I know they have to. Let me be honest with you. We're going on with the next person we've got in here, and we're having a little bit of the phones. We thank you, Sue. I hope we helped you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
The phones are going a little weird here, so as we're looking at this time, so we're going to go back. 770, do you still want to talk or listen?
Hello, yes.
Yes, you were on earlier and you didn't want to talk, shy girl.
Yes, I would like a general reading.
Okay. And you are?
Hello?
Yes.
I would like a general reading.
And your name is?
My name is Daphne.
Daphne? How are you, Daphne?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. What's your question tonight?
About finding someone.
Finding someone?
Mm-hmm. Like relationship, rather.
Finding a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's just the phones are crazy tonight, so it's hard to hear. But anyway,
Daphne, give us your birthday, please. I'm sorry, Dean, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go right ahead.
Please give us your birthday, because what's happening, Daphne, with the Mercury retrograde and the energies, as if you've had quite a few readings, do you know how many, like, in this month, you know, have you had quite a few readings? Because I'm getting a lot of static psychic energy around you.
Same with me, yeah.
Yes, my birthday, December 17th.
Okay. And just so you guys know with this, now this is different psychics. To be really credible with it, if a psychic's reading for you once a week, every week, something's wrong. You don't want them doing that much because this energy raises energy. It's like just to visualize we're all washing your hands with this really cool soap. Well, at first it's great, and then it's fun, then it's soft. Then it gets to be raw, and then pretty soon it's irritable, and pretty soon you can't stand that soap. That's what kind of happens if you visualize with our energy. Daphne, I'm feeling with you that the guides are telling me that this is a time for you that is really they want you to glow inside and look at inside with your energy. Mm-hmm. The relationship is going to happen here. There's something going on with you. Are you getting out enough in the day? Because they're showing me that you're like sitting around and you're like depressed or something.
Yeah, I'm kind of depressed over money, my finances.
What I'm feeling, and I'm feeling that we got to get you out and getting some sunshine. I feel the other energy here. They're also telling me that ironically, you need to be doing anything you can with that, especially vitamin C's, oranges, grapefruit, energy. The B vitamins, which is natural honey, will help you put a little honey into things. Less sugar. You shouldn't be eating sugar. They're telling me that the sugar's not good for you and that something's going on in your system here with the depression, and that's what we were getting the energy in. I've got, right now, you can feel the energy. Dean is putting energy behind me, and I'm sending you as much white healing I can, because what's going on with you is that you need a relationship. You should have it, but you are really depressed. I feel the person you had before should have been kicked in the cha-cha. There's something here about this person, the person you were dating before. Can you feel it, Dina? The person that was with you before pulled some of your energy or did something. You were dating somebody who was kind of, I feel like he was kind of like he'd go hang out and then he'd come in and kiss a little bit and then run out and hang out again. That kind of something here.
Yeah, I definitely, I feel like it's been more than one. She's had several sort of semi-abusive relationships in one form or another. And or neglectful, you know, that sort of thing, negative sort of things in the relationship. And I'm with Jethro on this one. I feel like you've got to work on yourself before you can worry about a relationship. You've got to work on yourself, your depression, and what makes you happier, and finances way before a relationship. Because if a relationship comes in right now, you still got to work on those issues. So it's kind of what in one way drives them away. So until you, or how you're drawing in the wrong type, it's all kind of one. And so until you can work on yourself, you know, it's not going to matter what relationship comes in because you're going to draw in more of the same. And that's what you need. Jethro's right. You know, you need some of the vitamins and sunshine, vitamin D, and you need to just get out and you need to go, you know, make money somehow and work on yourself. Just really work on loving yourself first.
You're a good person, and I feel like there's love here with you, but I feel like this person left you his stuff. Now, if you've ever done any of my classes or worked with me on metaphysical, you need a carnation cleansing. And I can't go into it all over here over the radio, but basically I would have you do a Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which brings in balancing your chakra. I'd have you in a warm shower. I'd have you with white carnations, and I'd have you start at the top of your head with the crown chakra and do an Our Father, Who Art in Heaven. And I'd make you go in there with the stems and all. Now, I'm not going to stand there because I'm a boy and you're a girl, but what I'm saying is I'm giving you the energy, and I'm going to have you take the warm water, use it as a conduit, and do the higher energy with your – you're a Christian, right? Because I feel you're into Christian. You feel the light. And I feel that would do – that's what I would have you work with. I also would have you work with some light energy there, of bringing that energy around and shedding that off, because this person is giving you their energy. And this happens, Daphne, when you've had a relationship like we were talking about. This guy – the guy that you were with was kind of like – he. Like I said, I keep getting him just like coming in, like kissing on you and everything, and then off he's off with other things and playing a game. And he wasn't honest to you, was he? That's what I feel. He's the one, and we got to get you back to realizing you're a good person. Mm. We got to work with your cycle. And, you know, I know with timing here, me and Dina could grab you, whip you around, and between Florida and Maine here, we put in enough energy into you that you'd be rocking, girl. But what we got to get you is you get you. And I want you to take and do me a favor. I want you to go in and do a girl night where you do like a really good warm bubble bath and some lavender.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was just saying. She needs to go and just soak in a tub, whether it be a salt bath or a lavender or whatever, or salt and lavender, definitely, and maybe some candles and whatever, but nice music, and just, get rid of it.
Play that feel-good movie you like where the woman gets the guy and it's all woo-woo and you get to eat a little bit of candy and joke around. No, I don't want you eating candy. I just remember the sugar that told me. We want you to eat natural stuff that's good with like honey and stuff. Honey will be vitamin Bs for you. Also really good protein is nuts. They're telling me with you, we need to get you doing some from protein and health and get your system a little bit. What's happened is your body, you've gotten depressed and your body's retaining energy. So we need you to doing that. Lots of drinking, lots of water, cleanse it out. But that hope we helped you, Daphne. You definitely keep track. You've been putting it on psychicsgonewild.com, don't you? So you can try to win a prize?
Oh, I don't have a computer.
Well, I'm going to tell Mom. Okay, well, we're going to have to figure out a way to get you guys where you can do that. You can always, you know, I know you guys don't have a computer. We're going to figure out a way for that, too, but we can do it. We'll be giving them out again like we did in the room. So what we'll do is you guys will go in the room. We can give out a prize there as a member. Like, you go in, like, with your number. We'll do that up here on the phones. So, you know, we'll figure out a way, Daphne. I hope...
Yeah, Most towns have a library you can go to, too, and use one. You know, use a general computer that the whole public gets to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to try that. If you have one, I don't know where you're from, but if you have a public library, you know, most all of them have computers you can go use.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean to cut you off. We get you in a better mood. Then we gotta go. It's just that we get people that call us. We give out too much time. Are you okay, Daphne? Did we help you?
Yeah. So the next time I'm gonna call back about my son.
Okay, and we will talk to you next time with that. And Daphne, you promised me you went out the sunshine, you checked out some things, you found somebody that smiles, that's nice, and you've gotten yourself a date with somebody that's gonna treat you good. Because I got a big foot, and I'm going to go over there and kick somebody in the foot. I'm telling you, you're my friend. I don't want you to hurt. You know, we're going on with the energy here. We're going to take a little bit. You guys, I know the phones. We've got 516, you're next, 705-813, 770, 717. I know who 717 is. I'm going to tell. I'm psychic. We're going to play a little bit of a couple music here just to get a little bit of a second. Thank you, guys. I know that you guys always say we never give you enough time. I want to change a little of the energy with all of us and put a little bit of it here. Let's listen to some country with Rockin' by Randy Morris. Thank you, everybody. This is Psyche Jethro and Dina Flanagan here working with a lot of Mercury. We've got quite a few guys on the phones. Took that song there just a minute with Randy Morris on Rockin' to give a minute. I know a lot of you guys had to leave the room. I'm sorry you had to go. We've got about 15 minutes of the show left. We're going to get who we can in on the phones. The phones are just having their Mercury moment, and it is gone wild. So hang in, have fun, and we love when you guys call in. 705, you're on live. Can you hear us? 705 went out the door and ran away. They will not be back to play. 315, how are you today?
Hello, I'm still on the line. This is Sue. I've already talked to you.
Thank you, Sue. I guess they wanted you to say hi. I go give you with us. Well, we know there's still people out there. Don't try to hide from me because I will find you. I am psychic. 516, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. We're having a little bit of a wild phone. We'd like to give everybody a little quick minute here with our Dina Flanagan, our phenomenal psychic, and you are?
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, thanks again for taking my call. I'm calling from New York.
Thank you. And do you have a question tonight for Dina?
Yeah, I'd love to see what Dina could tell me about my love life. I'm interested in meeting someone special this year, and I'm just curious if she sees anything upcoming.
Mm. Well, hello.
Hi.
You're the first one I can hear clearly. It's like, ooh, that's nice.
Oh, that's good.
So I feel like you've been doing a lot of work on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's showing. The energy is like, wow, it's changed quite a bit. And, There's been three guides working with you. I keep seeing three guides working, yeah. And so, but really, like, because you've been doing a lot of work, they've been like, yay. When I see them, they're all back there going, yay, yay. You know, they're cheering.
Aww, thank goodness.
Yeah, and so they're really happy of what you've been doing, because I feel like it's been a while. You know, you've been prior to this, you were just kind of, you know, frustrated and, you know. Kind of stuck and frustrated.
Yeah,
and,
I had my moments.
Yeah. but no, they're saying that you're doing really good. And because of all this work, they're showing me that you've shifted your energy. This is what they're showing me. You've shifted your energy. So finally, there's going to be someone that comes in, a relationship that comes in for you that's going to be different.
Excellent.
Something. Yeah, it's like, yay, you're finally going to get your reward. That's what they're saying. So it's someone coming in. It's going to be different, so you might not recognize it at first.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's going to be different, foreign. You want it, but you might not recognize it, like, energetically.
Okay.
And, yeah, so be open to that. But I see this person coming in, and it is a positive person, cheery, like positive, cheery. And I love the sense of humor, loves to laugh and make people laugh, actually.
Good, good.
Yeah, so this person I feel like is, I don't want to say dark, it's like a brown or a dark hair. And I want to say about 5'10". Like I said, cheery and just, you'll get along great with this person. That's what I see. It's like something...
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you feel like you haven't felt before, like, you know, like finally this is what I want or this is what I've been looking for. It would be that from feeling like, yeah, this is it, but it's also foreign to you. Like yet it feels comfortable. And then it'll be like, oh, and your energy's going to, once this all happens, your energy's going to shift again and go yet to another level.
Ooh.
And are you psychic or have healing abilities?
You know, that's a good question. I definitely have some mediumship going on because I can always
hear,
sense, smell,
yeah, that's what I'm
you
hearing.
Know,
yeah.
Definitely something going on.
Right,
psychic-wise, I don't think I've ever projected anything in the future, but I just always have a knowing about things. And I think more mediumship is
well,
what
that's
I'm
what
thinking.
Feeling. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm hearing you talking to people. That's what, you know, psychic can
it's
be a different
talking to me, too.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm hearing you talking to people, and they're coming through like crazy, and they're trying to come through. That's what I'm seeing. Like, it's almost like everybody's, like, lots of people right behind you, kind of knock, 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 let me in, you know, and everybody's
yeah.
wanting to talk to you. So if I were you, I would explore that more and really figure out how you can bring it all about, because they're ready. They're all ready. They're knocking. They're ready to talk to you. And you'll do great with it, is what I'm seeing. And I think that's
oh,
your
good.
Next level that they're talking about, you know, because your energy just keeps shifting more and more and more to the positive side or to the spiritual higher level side.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
The man plays a guitar. This man that you're talking about, do you see he plays a guitar? I keep seeing music
yes.
around him. I also see
nice.
He's very gifted with it. And he's very... I would say he's very passionate is the word, and it's a good passion.
Mm.
He loves you. He looks into your eyes. He gives you that longingly thing. I see him being very intensely with you. It's what you've been wanting, the fact of someone who will walk with you, hold your hand, and be there through the whole journey.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like,
yeah,
it's hot. It's
journey.
Like, woo.
Yeah.
This is intense.
Good,
yeah, it's
good.
Gonna be a great,
I'm definitely,
journey.
I'm definitely open to it, you know?
We thank you. We're going to go one more. We've got five people.
Thank you so much. Good night.
You're welcome. Night.
And we've got 705. You found your way back in. I teased about you not wanting to play it. You want to be good, 705?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh,
I'm just not sure if anyone can hear me.
Can you hear us?
Hi, my name is Lynn. I've actually read with Jethro quite a bit in the past.
Good, I'm glad you called in. And you're from Canada.
I am, actually. Oh, my God, you remember.
you guys think I just sit at home all day, and I do. I have an energy with people. Lynn, I thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro, of course. You have had readings, and we've got Dina Flanagan, a phenomenal psychic who's very close to you. She's up in Maine, the United States. What I'm also... I'm going to have you do, Lynn, because of the radio and the Mercury retrograde, and you always call me when there's a Mercury retrograde.
The first time you hung up, so I kind of thought that was funny.
Yeah, you would laugh at that. You're an honorary one, but we like you anyway. So we're going to teach you. I'm going to have you give your date of birth for me and Dina so we can pick up the energy, and then we'll go into the reading.
Cool. It's Lynn Steen, and September 4th, 1981.
What was that?
Lynn Steen.
Oh, sorry, Lynn Steen, September 4th, 1981.
Oh, September 4th, 1981. Okay. And your question?
Just, I guess, general love, if you see anything or what's going on.
In love?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. You're not with anybody right now?
Not really, no.
Yeah, no, this is what I'm hearing. It's kind of, it's showing... like kind of a lonely energy around you. I feel like you've kind of been longing for it, though. You know,
as
lately.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
No, there's people who do not want to date.
Yeah, I'm okay with it right now.
I knew that was coming.
So I feel like this is kind of longing, but. You're going to draw somebody in. I feel like you're going to draw somebody in. Probably, oh gosh, they're showing me around August.
Are you kidding
me? Is what I'm seeing. Yeah. Well, it really goes by fast. But it's not that you're not going to date from now to then, but the person that I'm seeing will be probably around August. And you will probably go on several dates before then and whatever, because there's still more, they're telling me there's still more you have to learn or have to go through before this person comes in. So you will go through a few more, probably what things you won't like. But then all of a sudden, like I said, I see someone coming in that's a better match for you. You know, I feel like it's been a while. Has it been a while for you?
I'm sorry?
I feel like it's been a while for you to really feel that passion. Has it been a while?
Yeah, it's been quite a bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So that's what I see coming back into your life is this relationship, but better. It's passion. It's got, you'll have that passion back. But this person, like I said, is better adjusted to your energy than what you're used to. And
okay.
I know. Jethro, what are you getting on this person?
I feel that, and I feel that's what they're doing. And I love how you said that, Lynn. I am teasing you a lot. You guys know with my clients we become friends too. But I love how you're like, that log, and it just was hilarious. It was one of those worthy lines. But I do see why what they're doing, and the guys are building up. They're building this energy for a reason. And I keep hearing the song. We all do a lot of music here, but I'm hearing like Janet Jackson's the song, like Nasty Boy, Don't Mean a Thing, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, that's what they're doing. The guys are telling me that they're pushing energy out there, and what they're handling for you is they're clearing the area. And I know people are like, I don't want to do Feng Shui. Well, I'm not saying go in your house and throw out everything of the energy. What I'm getting with you and I'm feeling with the energy is the guys are basically realigning and putting your energies together. Right now, Venus is backwards. So you guys are all asking about relationship. And with Mercury going with the communication, it's really good time to ask about relationships. Because Venus is going backwards, which means love's going at it. So me and Dina can catch it. And I love what Dina did. It was like you, it looked like a lazy Susan. She reached out and was trying to grab this energy. And they were showing that you were there and you were like ready to grab the, like this person was a condiment on that thing. You were like, give me the candy, give me the candy. And she's like, okay. And she was like, in that time, he was so cool because I agree very much. I do see that he also is going to be kind of a bad boy. You kind of like the Henrys. You like guys who are, I think, I wouldn't say live on the edge, but they're not exactly that good, home, wholesome, you know. And there is no right or wrong in relationships. Please don't write me, because I know everybody's going to go, what are you telling this person? But what I'm telling you guys is that listening is you like that bad boy. And what I feel that's really cool is I feel that that's what they're talking about. And I feel exactly what you were saying there is the guys are showing that they're going to put this person in the relationship. I also see someone from the past of yours has been thinking about you, but the guys won't let him back in. He hurt you pretty bad, and they keep telling me that it's like he's out here, and it's like something's going on. I don't think it's good. I know this is honoring you, and I can hear this men going, you aren't on our side anymore. I would have a friend or somebody that was around let you know, because it's the best thing to know that they're not happy. I know that sounds cold, and I am a Scorpio. You guys can write me, and yes, I'm cranky at my days. But when someone writes you and they say, oh, she's not happy anymore, or he's really, really, you ought to see what's happening now. He's with somebody that takes him out for dinner, drops him off like a puppy, and says, night-night, baby. You know, it's like, it makes you feel better. Sometimes it's better than a nice hot bath. Am I right, Dina, or am I being a bad squirrel?
No, you're right.
And I think you're going to hear this, Lynn, and the guys are giving us 90 seconds before they run us off. Did we help you a little bit? We teased you. I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to put some energy out to make this happen quicker.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so what we want you guys to do, that when you get these and we do the energy, and one thing we love with the guys is to put out and do a real positive strength of it. Do some angel work. I have a lot of ones who work with Ariel or Uriel in it. I know a lot of you guys are taking meditation classes. You strengthen up. You always can bring in that angel, that guide you love. And like, I love what she said that, you know. If it's bothering you, what I love in the higher power gave us is free will. I had a person tell me, you knew with your person, the love came in with the reading. Yeah, but they also didn't bring them in when I wanted. I had ordered them like 2 years before. So I actually told my girlfriend she's late. But what I want you guys to do, Dina, can you help? I mean, haven't you had that in relationship?
Yes. Yeah, I have. And it's just different.
Well, they're gonna kick us to the door. So all of you people that have been here, thank you. We bless you. Dina, tell them our last final words before they throw us out the door.
Yeah. Well, everybody, just take some deep breaths through this Mercury retrograde, and it will come. You'll come out for the better on the other end, and it's not that bad. Just a lot of lately, everybody's been having to meditate a lot, like you said, and just kind of take some time for yourself and chill out.
Tune in tomorrow night. See who the special guest is. It's Friday night. It's the first of the month, and you know what happens? We bring it in and start it going again. Saturday, Shelley Seitz with Kelly together. One reading astrology, one reading destiny cards, giving you the best of Psyche's Gone Wild. You guys, talk to you tomorrow night. Bye.